But the Cox Plate for mine is a race. Is a race where heroes are made in a way. Like you've had Farlap in the Great Depression, where they needed some hope, and he was the horse that delivered that. Tullock was a horse that dominated as a 2 and 3 year old, then got crook, and then came back after 2 years, and then won a Cox Plate in his comeback season. And the Gundawindi Grey was a terrific story. He was a horse that I think one chap, I think he was a farmer. And he decided that he liked this horse and he wanted to go to the Brisbane sales and purchase it. But he was struggling on the farm and he didn't have much cash. So he walked into the local Gundawindi pub, I think it was the Victoria Hotel, and he talked to the publican and he said, "Boys, I found a horse after having a couple of beers, but I haven't got enough money. Let's form a syndicate." So they headed to the Brisbane sales and they purchased Gun Sin for $1,300. And all they wanted to do was win a race at their local racetrack with him, and we all know what happened. He won. He was one of the greats. He was one of the most popular horses. Have we got that Cox Plate moment? We haven't, but we might go to the greatest Cox Plate, many say, of all time, when Bone Crusher and Our Waverley Star, and this was the greatest call as well by the great Bill Collins.
This is it. They're racing. Imprimatur away very quickly over near the rails with Society Babe. Drought has begun well also. Now let's have a look where Bone Crusher is back behind them at the rear as they settle down trying to get near the fence, and our Waverley Star's caught deep. Roman Artist and Dandy Andy took them out of the straight, a length and a half. Imprimatur and Society Bay deep at the 1400. Roman Artist a length and a half in front now from Dandy Andy and Society Bay the outside. A length to March Akita and a length and a half drawn tucked in on the fence from Imprimatur. Our Waverley Star still three deep in the race, and on the rails the Filbert and Drought the centre. Two lengths to Aberity, Bone Crusher on its inside, two to Dinky Flyer and a length to Tristram. They've got 1100 to go. Roman Artist cutting out a fair pace, out a length and a half. Society Bay clear second now. On the rails, Dandy Andy and a half length to March Akita. Two lengths to Drawn, having a good run from Imprimatur. Our Waverley Star will want to be far up. Here's Bone Crusher. He's pulled into the outside, shooting around them, and our Waverley Star's going with it. Aberity at the head of the others with Drought, Dinky Flyer, the Filbert and Tristram. Here come the New Zealanders, our Waverley Star and Bone Crusher. They've raced to the lead. 600 out. Have they gone too early? He's gone for the whip on Bone Crusher. Three lengths to Drought, followed then by Dinky Flyer and Drawn. But the two great New Zealanders have come away on the turn. Our Waverley Star, a half-length Bone Crusher. The Big Red won't give in. Drought running on. Bone Crusher responds to the whip. The roars of the crowd. He races up to our Waverley Star. 100 out. Bone Crusher, our Waverley Star. Stride for stride. Nothing in it. Our Waverley Star, the rails. Bone Crusher, the outside. And Bone Crusher races into equine immortality. $1.5 million as he photo finishes our Waverley.
It still gives me goosebumps. In fact, there was four broadcasters who all nailed that call, but we all listened to Bill Collins's call. And we had a chat about this today with Hamish McLaughlin and Dean Lester, with Dean and Hamish on RSN Central. And it was that moment when Bill went with those two great Kiwis, Gator, that they went, have they gone too early? And Bill went with them as well.
Yeah, mate, and it became a match race, didn't it? And look, completely peerless for me, Bill Collins. I think you can... I think Bruce McAvaney was an outstanding race caller, had he stayed with it. Yeah. He had that gift as well, and I don't think you can teach it. I don't think you can teach it. I think you've got the art that those guys have, and they bring people into the sport. That's what sort of... That's the talent they have, and I couldn't speak more highly of Bill Collins. I'm the same as you. I still get... tingles, 100 years later.
What about your favourite Cox Plate moment, Mick?
Probably the first one I saw, Gareth. I reckon 2000 Sunline, never having been to the Valley before and never having been to a Cox Plate before, 17-year-old kid, you're trying to get someone to buy your cans at the bar to really sort of just amp up and just get in the mood before the big race, out in the public and worming your way through to the fence. Like, we wanted to get... the best seat in the house, and at the Valley, there's multiple best seats in the house. I can remember that race like it happened yesterday, and I think in hindsight, I remember more Cox Plates like that than I do, say, Caulfield Cups or Melbourne Cups or other great races around the world that I've been lucky enough to see. But there's something about the Valley, and I really hope from the bottom of my heart that they don't lose that amphitheatre vibe with the new track, because it is truly unique in Australian racing and world racing. There's not many places like that, major racetracks around the world where you can go and watch a Group 1 and you feel the place. Like, the joint is heaving. Mm. It is absolutely heaving. And it's a sporting experience. It's like going to an AFL grand final.
Yeah. The Coliseum there. And Brian Martin, I had a chat to him the other day on air, and he was... And this is your favourite, because I've heard it on the ads on several occasions, Gate, of Might and Power. And when he made that, when he said those words, the ground starts to rumble. And he said it actually did start to rumble when people started to jump up and down and cheer Might and Power that day, Gator.
Yeah, it was quite an experience being on course. That day, just as a punter, and I went with my brother and a few mates, and two beers per race, and just a
Jarzy lot of... was not having two beers per race. Jars, cool. Brother Jars was having probably six beers per race. I reckon.
But bear in mind, there are only 12 minutes between races.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, yeah, right.
You, Adelaide.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, per race. Yeah, oh, yeah. Right. Okay. Sorry.
So
that makes more sense.
He nailed it. But it was just a magical day, because what it felt like was every single person on the entire racetrack was on this one horse.
Yeah.
And we were cheering, looked home, and then Northern Drake loomed to beat him. And everyone went, oh, no, Northern Drake, what's going on? This can't be happening. And then a split second later, he was home. And everyone just went up. It was truly one of the greatest days, sporting days I've had on the track. And, I didn't have much money left by race 56, whatever it was, but everything I had in my wallet was on Might and Power. I got near even money. But it was more than that. It's always more than the punt. It's about the athlete. And then going back and looking at him breaking a track record from the front, what a beast.
It's just great moments at Moonee Valley, full stop. Yeah. I think that day, and my only regret is that it's a long way from my house. So when you have a good day there, you just want to pin the ears back and launch. And you just can't, because you've often... it takes me nearly 2 hours to drive there. So the temptation to really get stuck in after you've had a cracking day there, because the atmosphere sort of commands that. It's it's got that party. It's got that celebration. There's always something happening, whether it's out in the bookies ring or out in the front lawn. You know, their biggest mistake was getting Darryl Braithwaite back year after year. They could have given him the
Well, he's back tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, no, forget that. It's the worst.
I reckon.
He's going to sing one off his new album.
No, I reckon. I love
He's got one song, Gareth,
and
it's
I love
not
him.
Even his. You know, Horses is a cover.
Yeah, I know. Oh, but I love him.
It's
not
even his song.
But I don't care. I think it makes Cox Plate day. If you agree with me, let me know. 0416905052. Or you wish Shark.
65-year-old bloke singing us the only song that anyone ever knows him for, and it's not his song, does not make Cox Plate Day.
Hey, when they all sing Horses on Cox Plate Day, Gator, there's nothing quite like it, is there, Gator?
The most bogan link. Oh, I don't know. It's just such a great day. I don't know why we need to boganise it. But anyway.
You've set him off here.
I am saying they've boganised the race day, and I'm from North Dandenong, Gareth. That's what I'm saying, brother. I'm a bogan, typically. If you want to really define it.
It gives me goosebumps every time they sing it, Dicko. You with me here?
Dicko's lost it. He's lost it.
Shark comes from the bogan heartland, don't you?
Yeah.
He's laughing and he's shaking his red wand. He's like, come on.
I'm a big fan of Horses. But going back to Might and Power, Gator, he was...
I've just had the best text ever. Braithwaite is the equivalent of the Mexican wave. Yes, he is.
I like that. Hey, Gator, but Might and Power was a horse... I do have to move on sometimes too when I think it's getting a little bit too loose, folks, because I have been given a strong dressing down by the high
Adam
office.
White.
Yeah. So Gator, can you, there's something special. Like, all champions are so different, aren't they? But Might and Power was different because we don't usually see champions that used to dominate from the front end and do what he was able to do.
Yeah, I think that adds appeal. You know, I think of horses like Sunline was similar. She could just sustain speed from the front. You know, to a lesser extent, horses like Bazile Bay really drew me in.
Bazile Bay. Mm.
And Vaux Rogue, of course. Vaux Rogue before him. But it's just the ability to sustain speed and do it all yourself it's just, there's something about it. I can't, you know, even explain it. But he came along when racing needed a superstar, and he was every bit of that.
Would you prefer Might and Power or Chautauqua?
Might and Power.
Don't even. Nah. That's like Darrell Braithwaite and Eddie Vedder.
Okay.
Yeah, true. I agree with that.
Yep.
Or Dave McCormack.
Champion racing pattern. Would you prefer your champion? Is it more exciting?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, to have a front runner or a horse that you think he's 1,000,000 to 1. He can't win from there.
Yeah, it is. They're both outstanding, aren't they? They both add so much to the sport. Yep. But that blinding finish of Chautauqua and TJ Smith, you know, and that night at the Valley when he couldn't win and then went from can't win to eased up.
Tends to come with a heart attack, though.
Yeah.
It does.
You know, you want to survive to see the end of the race.
That's the thrill, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.